Well, greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus, and in the name of God, our Father. I appreciated the song, Our God, Beyond the Eyes Are Blue. A God that we should all know. A God that spoke mankind into existence from a piece of dust, and formed him and breathed life into a living soul. He established our goings. And he's waiting for you at the day, either at death or on the resurrection morning. Do you know that God? Do you walk with him? Do you talk with him? He certainly makes this life on earth a better journey. Do you experience that? Let's please stand. We'll have a word of prayer. Yes, our eternal Heavenly Father, our God, who we do not see, yet by your love and your grace, you've made known unto us your ways through Jesus Christ. Thank you, God. Thank you that you have an interest in us here this morning. You have an interest in my life. You have an interest in these brothers and sisters here this morning. You want to see them prosper. You have a good heart for these people here this morning. I pray in the name of Jesus that you would do so here this morning. By your word, speak to your people. That they could be encouraged, that they could be strengthened, that they could be built up, that they could wrestle this warfare against the flesh and the devil and the world. That then, when they stand on that final day, whether in the resurrection morning, or whether they die like our sister Mary, all is well. They can hear these blessed words. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Oh, that they would grow here this morning by your Spirit. We ask these things in the name of Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. Well, I'd like to start by asking a question. When you think of maturity, I'm talking of physical maturity, what do you think of? I would be glad for some interaction. When you think of maturity, what are some attributes or what kind of person are you thinking of somebody that is mature? Mature. Maturity. What does it look like? Jordan.
I feel like when, for me it was when, I guess the word of God and conviction started changing your actions, your lifestyle and all that. I feel like that's wonderful maturity.
Amen. And you're talking more of a spiritual maturity then. It helps all the physical, but I'd like to focus on the physical, the simple, mature. Other thoughts? Yes, John.
Stable.
Not easily back and forth. Mr. Rizzo. Hardships. Can you add to that? Endured hardship. Mm-hmm. So he experiences. A person that walked through experiences tends to have maturity. Not, and it probably goes along very well with John. Doesn't. Okay, so anybody else? Any more? How we respond in opposition? Yep. Okay. Yes, Alice? Uh-huh. So, selfish, less selfish, to selfless. Very good. Maturity. So, when we think of maturity, our first thought is not a little child, right? Yes, Marcus.
I would say our speech reveals our maturity. Maybe how balanced we are in our lives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we learn how to listen, think before we speak. It's all part of maturity. But are you with me? When you think of somebody mature, you're not thinking of a little baby, right? Praise God, Brendan and Judith were blessed with a little baby. Is she mature? Huh? No. Are you sure? I want to challenge you this morning. For where she is mature. That's an interesting thought. She was mature. The need to be inside the womb was all done. Mature for that stage of life. What about your two-year-old? Are they mature in the stage that they're in? Anyway, maturity. Now, I'd like to shift a little bit more to the spiritual maturity. When you think of being spiritually mature, I'd like to have some feedback again. Spiritually mature, some of the things that were already mentioned apply very much to the same thing. And I don't know if you can really separate them. I don't know if we have much more to add to it. But if there is somebody that would like to add something to spiritual maturity, what do you think of in spiritual maturity? Earl. Confident in who I am in Christ. And when you find men like that, they are not washed to and fro, are they? They are. They're settled. They're rooted. They're grounded. Clarence, did you have something?
My response to when I'm on the road of aggravation and how I answer another person.
Mm-hmm. So how you answer another person, how you respond to somebody that crosses your path on the road. Maturity, spiritual maturity. Back to the physical maturity. When you think of that little child, the Martin baby, very dependent upon its parents, isn't it? When you think of somebody that's mature, are they as dependent on someone like a little child? No. Somebody that's mature, pretty confident in where they're at, where they're going. I'd like to challenge us this morning. In the world, we think of maturity as becoming more self-sufficient, more independent. That's kind of the mindset of what we think of maturity. But in the spiritual realm, can I say it's totally opposite? It's totally opposite. God, in His sovereign mercy, has established that maturity looks totally different than the kingdom of this world. Does God want you to be self-sufficient here this morning? No. Do you want your children, when they grow up, do you want them to continue to sit at your table for 30 and 40 years and just sit there and be partakers of you in the physical realm? I mean, if it happens, it's okay. But that's not what we think. Do you see the opposite correlation? my desire this morning that we could understand that the desire of God here this morning for you and I is to become totally dependent on Him. And that, when you become totally dependent, total confident in who you are in Jesus Christ, there is stability that comes to your life. There is peace and rest, being confident, knowing and dependent, knowing that God will provide your needs, whatever they are, whether they're hardships, whether they're trials, whether it's a person that cuts you off in the road. Spiritual maturity will depend on God to respond by His grace and by His Spirit to bring life and hope and peace and rest. You don't have to conjure up more. You just need to learn to depend on the Lord Jesus Christ in a greater way. Oh, that we would learn more and a greater dependence on our Lord Jesus. My mind goes to think of that little baby. And there she is. She's dependent on her mom and dad. Everything that she needs will come from them, Lord willing. Safe in the arms of her parents. And then I had to think of our dear sister Mary. As she entered the valley of death. What was she relying on? Safe in the arms of our Lord Jesus. Totally dependent on His salvation through the blood of Jesus Christ. And that's enough. That's enough. For brothers and sisters, how can it be that if we go through our life and we don't depend on a greater level more and more on our Lord Jesus Christ, how can it be that when we get to that day and we are not depending on Him through our journey in life, how can it be that we will thrust ourselves onto Him and trust Him in that moment? Will your faith waver? God's desire is, from the beginning to the end of your life, that spiritual maturity would happen and that your dependence on Him would grow, would become more mature, would become in a greater essence. We were at the Baltimore Aquarium this week and we got to see the octopus with all its tentacles and vacuum sucking things, and do you have vacuum sucking things that you hang on to? You're fearful. You don't trust this situation. You don't trust those people. Protecting, controlling situations, controlling people because you're not sure where you want to go with this whole thing. Can you let go of those tentacles? Can you rest in the Lord Jesus Christ in those moments? That's maturity, brothers and sisters. In those moments when you would like to control, you would like to take over, in those moments, God is asking you, can you depend on Me to work this out? Can you depend on Me to make a change in this person's life? I'm not saying that we shouldn't speak and we shouldn't be honest with where we're at, but to control people, God wants you to depend on Him. Through prayer, we are to change people. God changes people. Excuse me while I try and figure out how I want to go with this with the amount of time that's here. Let's take the time to just look at Abraham's life. just take a few shots into his life. I'm going to go a little, just kind of glimpse over it a little bit. I was thinking maybe I could take a little bit more time to do that. But I think what we'll do is just take a look at Abraham's life. So one of the glimpses into Abraham was when they were going down to Egypt. Who remembers what he said to his wife? What did he say to his wife? I want some interaction here. Tell him that you are my sister. Why did he say that? He was afraid for his own life. He was afraid that they might kill him and take his wife. So he said, tell them that you are my sister. And I don't know that I totally understand all the things that were going on in Abraham's heart and his life. But I want to ask you this morning, do you feel like that was resting in God? Dependent on working it out? What's your thoughts? Be honest. No? What was it depending on? His own thoughts? His what? His own scheming? That's where I came to. What about you? You ever afraid for your flesh? You have something to add, Nolan?
Well, it shows us that he was a complete man, just like we are. You know, we can say all these things about him, but, you know, he had a fear.
He had a fear, yeah. That's right. Do you? Do you wrestle with fear? Do you have to? Do you make mistakes like that? I know I do. Because I'm afraid for my flesh. I'm afraid what the... Is that what God wants from you and I this morning? To protect ourselves in such a way where God doesn't have the freedom. You're not surrendered. You're not broken. What about this one? Abraham said unto Lot, let there be no strife between our servants. I'm just going to paraphrase it here. Let's stop this fighting between our herdsmen and not enough grazing area. Look, Lot, you look at the land, you choose, you go to the right or you go to the left. Abraham says to his nephew, your herdsmen need grazing land, but you choose to the left, you choose to the right, whatever, I'll take the other one that you don't get. What was that? Anybody? Maturity. Total surrender. Who is he trusting in? God. Isn't that how we want to respond? It's okay. God is my sustainer. God is my keeper. God is my all in all. I don't have to control this situation. I can trust that it's going to work out. And brothers and sisters, we know the story. We know the end. What happened? It worked out. Didn't work out so well for Lot, did it? Another one. So the armies came in from the cities around Sodom. There was a war. Abraham sent his servants. They had a battle. They won the battle. They came back with the spoil. And the kings of Sodom and the armies around there, I'm not sure who all it was. But they wanted to give him a gift and say, here, take these things, take these things. Take the spoil. And what did he say? What was his attitude? I don't want one piece. He had a right to it though, right? I mean, after all, he worked for it, right? Where was his trust? His trust was in his Heavenly Father. The great I Am. The great I Am. He is all he needed. Another glimpse. God, the Lord, gave Abraham a vision, saying, fear not, Abraham, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. And Abraham said, Lord God, what wilt thou give me, seeing I go childless, and the steward of my house is this Eliezer of Damascus? Just jumping down here a little bit. And the Lord brought him forth abroad and said, look now toward heaven and tell the stars if thou art able to number them. And he said to him, so shall thy seed be. And this was Abraham's response. And he believed the Lord, and he accounted it to him for righteousness. Would you say with me that Abraham is maturing, right? He's becoming more self-sufficient, right? Is Abraham becoming more self-sufficient? More confident in who he is? Or is Abraham becoming more dependent on the Lord Jesus, on the great I Am? It was counted for him to righteousness. Sounds like maturity, doesn't it? He must be mature. Right? He must be mature. Yes or no? He had a few ups and downs. You mean he's not done yet? Oh, you're right. What happens next? Next chapter. Does anybody know how the correlation goes? What happened after that scene? An uppie or a downy? Huh? Anybody remember? Bible scholars? Don't feel bad. I'm just like you. I don't know. I got to study it yesterday. It was a downy. That was when his wife suggested, you know what? I'm not having any children. Go to my servant Hagar. He hearkened to the voice of his wife. We know the story. Also in the same... Oh no, that's afterwards. And we know it wasn't God's heart. Dependent on flesh, dependent on God. Which one? Dependent on the flesh. Dependent on my thinking. Dependent on what I think's good. His own reasoning. Does that mess us up sometimes? Do we have a problem with that sometimes? Messes up the whole picture, doesn't it? And not just in that situation, but for poor Abraham, still today. Brothers and sisters, do you see the need for the dependence on God? Are you getting the picture? Are you dependent on God? Like that? I'm not. But praise God this morning, brothers and sisters. God wants to continue to mature us. Isn't that exciting? That God is not done with you and I this morning. God wants to continue to take us on. That's hopeful. That's our gospel. That's the song, The Great I Am. Anyway. Another incident. God came to Abraham. The beautiful thing here, God is talking to Abraham all the time. I mean, shouldn't say all the time, but there's an interaction here. Do you have an interaction with God? When's the last He spoke to you? When's the last He filled your empty cup? This week. Praise God, brother. But why? Because you were self-confident? Because you came with a broken and contrite heart and you were seeking Him and He came to you and you found Him sure and steadfast. We need Him. Another time God came to Abraham, this is what He said. Then Abraham, God was speaking again to him about the promise of his child. Then Abraham fell upon his face and laughed and said in his heart, Shall a child be born unto him that is 100 years old? And shall Sarah that is 90 years old bear? Says he laughed. Abraham is much like us. We just don't understand it. That seems bizarre. That seems silly that we as old people can have a child. Was he dependent? Was he going to his own thinking again? By laughing. Oh, that we would continue to be dependent upon our Lord Jesus Christ. Soon after that, God told him to circumcise everybody. He listened. He was dependent on God. He didn't understand everything, but he did it. After that, he went to Egypt again. I don't have my information straight enough on that. He went to another country. Somebody help me out. It's the king of Abimelech. What's the name of that country? Anybody help me out? Sorry. My bad. Anyway, he did it again. He went down to that country and did the same thing again. Abimelech's like, why'd you do this to me? Trusting in himself again. I don't think we'll ever be done with ourselves. Okay? This will be a war. But my challenge to you is this morning, fight it. God is strong. God is sure. You can depend on Him. The flesh is undependable. It makes mistakes. It goes by its own thinking. Don't trust in it. Okay? Continue to become dependent on our Lord Jesus Christ. A mature Christian is marked by abounding love. A mature Christian is marked by growing knowledge. A mature Christian is marked by spiritual discernment. A mature Christian is marked by spiritual integrity. A mature Christian is marked by God's works. A mature Christian is marked by glorifying God. I don't know what your tentacles are this morning. Where you're trying to control situations. Where you're fearful of your own flesh. I don't know what the Lord has for you this morning. But I know as I go through my journey, I have to continue to let go of tentacles. I have to let go. And in a greater way, continue to trust the Lord in situations that I can't control. And I'm guessing that you and I, you here this morning, wrestle with the same thing. What is more steadfast and sure than the great I Am? Can you let go? Will you let go? Will you surrender? Will you find that rest and peace that you can have? That rest and peace that comes only from... I wish I could have a good... Just simply resting in the arms of God through this journey on life. Sit in it. Trust in it. And when the flesh wants to fight it, resist it. Okay? Please be broken and be contrite that you can trust in those almighty arms to take you through whatever experiences come. Whether it's a person on the road or whether it's trials in life. God has made a way from this little baby to the end of our days. He's made it possible to walk through that depending on God. Will you depend on God? Will you grow in maturity? It looks totally different than those in a worldly way of thinking. Less dependent on yourself and more dependent on our God. He's trustworthy. He's faithful unto the end. His word is sure. You can trust it. Now, go make a difference in the world. Go make a difference for the kingdom of God because you fully rest and trust on Him. Because you're dependent on Him. You don't need to control your situation, do you? You just need to depend. May God add His blessing to His word. May you be enriched. For some reason, I feel like I'm getting this picture in my mind that we're swinging from ourselves into something solid and sure, and it's God. I wish I could swing away from yourself and swing into God to hang on to Him. Depend on Him. Lord bless you.
Thank you for sharing that, Jason. You know, it's interesting in normal everyday life, we view maturity as being more independent, being more self-sufficient. It's not the way it is in God's kingdom. Does anybody have something to share? Brother Mike.
Thank you, Brother Jason, for that encouraging, inspiring word. This week, again, the phrase, I think I shared it a couple of Sundays ago. The phrase that says in the song, when you can't trace His hand, trust His heart. And that just came to me again this morning. And I've been thinking of that quite a bit this week. Things that sometimes don't make sense to us when our reasoning starts kicking in and we, you know, try to figure our way through it. And I'm guilty of that. Just I want to step back when I don't understand something. Doesn't make sense to me. Just when I can't trace His hand, can't see where He's leading and what He's going to do, I want to trust His heart. You know, because that comes from a relationship with Him and abiding with Him, in Him. Like Jason was encouraging us to do, and I say amen. It's a lifelong thing of just giving up myself and my own reasoning and trusting His heart because I know Him. But, yeah. I want to trust his heart.
Amen. Somebody else. Dan.
Song, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Learned to depend upon the Lord. I wish I could say that I always do that. But like Jason brought out, you know, it needs to be our goal and our heart cry is to know that God's way is best, and that this thing of trying to figure it out many times leaves us flat. And I think that God, you know, sees our weakness, knows our weakness, and he knows how to bring us back to our knees, where we have no alternative but to just acknowledge your ways are higher than mine. And we just need to learn that what's best for us is God's way, and just quit trying to figure it out. But I really appreciate the challenge, and also seeing that, you know, it's not the end of the road if we do start going back on our own, but we need to remember that is not good. You know, we need to trust in God. It always turns out better. So I was very challenged this morning.
Brother Earl.
Yeah, thank you, Brother Jason. I appreciated that. I'm so glad that God is long-suffering with me. And but my heart is to continue to grow and to mature. I'm not attained yet, but I want to keep pressing in to God and to love Him and love His people. And so I appreciated that.
All right. Thanks again. Let's continue to ponder those things and make it a part of our lives to live a life of dependence on the Lord. He is our daily protection, our daily strength, whether we realize it or not. A lot of times we don't realize what we're spared from.